This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for July 2022. How did classical music play a part of Phyllis Diller's life as a comedian, author, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Phyllis Diller was born as Phyllis Ada Driver on July 17, 1917, in Lima, Ohio, to Francis Ada and Perry Marcus Driver. Her father was an insurance agent. She began studying the piano intently as a small child and played through high school and college. Quote, "As a child, she became interested in classical music, writing, and theater." She said, "As a child, I was naturally funny." Phyllis Diller recalls her mother pushing her towards the piano. And though she was no Mozart, she took intensive lessons and imagined herself sitting before a fabulous concert grand instead of giving performances for a piano teacher and her sleepy dog. She, quote, attended Sherwood Conservatory of Music in Chicago for 3 years, studied piano. She had thought, quote, of becoming a music teacher. She then became a student at Bluffton College in Bluffton, Ohio, studying literature, psychology, history, and philosophy. She was also the editor of the school's newspaper. Her senior year at Bluffton, she met Sherwood Anderson Diller. They married and moved to California. At 37 years old, Phyllis and her husband had 5 children. She was taking care of her children, working full-time for a radio station. She said, quote, "I never did anything talent-wise. I was in the office. I was in press, continuity, advertising, and merchandising. They would never let me in the other side of it. They didn't think I had any talents, the idiots. I auditioned. They said no good. It's just they couldn't see me because I was an office girl. They couldn't see me at all." She said, "I worked a year on an act because my husband kept nagging me to do it. And I finally decided, what the hell, I'll do it." Her husband had failed at his business. She was equipped with a sense of humor and needed to provide for her children. She set out, she said, to become a stand-up comic in a profession in which women were practically non-existent. She began her professional career at the Purple Onion, a San Francisco nightclub, in 1955. In 1958, she was on the Groucho Marx show, You Bet Your Life, which gave her national exposure. Quote, "By this time, she thought she could be as funny as the men she was watching on television. She achieved a national breakthrough on Jack Parr's Tonight Show in 1958, end quote. At the age of 53, Phyllis Diller in 1971 played her symphonic debut. The Pittsburgh Pops called her, hoping to have her perform a stand-up routine with the orchestra. She stunned the representative by telling him she would perform on the piano as well. The show was called the Symphonic Phyllis Diller. A quote, "Her fingers flying over Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. 2 years before, she had played on the Liberace TV show, a piece she had written called Phyllis's Fugue. The Pittsburgh Pops had obviously not heard about the show. From 1971 to 1982, quote, Diller performed with over 100 symphony orchestras across the United States and Canada in a show called Symphonic Phyllis Diller. During these performances, she would seriously perform pieces of Beethoven and Bach and others as a solo pianist with an orchestra while integrating comic elements. As a stand-up comic, she played Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Waldorf Astoria, New York City, the Tropicana, and Atlantic City, Jack Parr, Tonight Show, 50 times, and many other shows. Phyllis Diller acted and did comedy in 29 movies, TV shows, and she wrote many best-selling books. Phyllis Diller was an American stand-up comedian, actress, best-selling author, musician, visual artist, wife, mother of 5 children, grandmother to 4 grandchildren, and great-grandmother. She loved to make people laugh. Phyllis Diller passed away on August 20th, 2012, at the age of 95.